Cape Talk. Pippa's on Twitter.
You can tweet her at PJC Hudson.
Let's start looking to the weekend ahead, and we'll start with this week's gig guide from Grace Newton.
Hi, Pippa. I've got four great gigs that I'm going to tell you about today. First up is a family favorite, which is Concerts in the Park at Duval Park. This week, we have Matthew Mole playing, being supported by Will Lindley, the Dukes of Note, and the Musenberg High Band. That is Sunday afternoon. Doors open at 10 a.m. and the music starts at 1 p.m. Kids under 13 get in for free. Everyone else can buy their tickets at Quicket for 99 Rand. You can't bring your own drinks, but you can bring the picnic blanket, the family, and the dogs. Then moving out to the southern suburbs, we've got a show at the Elmer Cafe on Friday night at 6:30. They're doing a tribute to Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. So although they're still recovering from the sad news of the death of David Crosby from Crosby, Stills and Nash, I feel like a Tom Petty tribute show is a great way to show respect and love for the musicians of that time. Tickets are 180 Rand per person, and they can be booked by emailing the Elmer Cafe directly or giving them a call. For all those rock and blues fans, Hillcrest Quarry and Richard Pryor are hosting another Blues Meets Rock event at 3 o'clock on Sunday, the 29th of Jan. Some of the guest musicians will be Norza, Chloe Eddy, Richard Pryor, Michael Trollope, Rob Stemmett, and Dylan Myberg. Tickets can be bought through Quicket, and they are 150 Rand. Then there's an exciting new venture I must tell you about out in the Winelands. Murati, one of the oldest wine estates in the Western Cape, is starting Saturday night sunset sessions on their lawn outside their restaurant. So most Saturday nights between January and March, they're going to have local bands playing between 5 and 7 p.m. And you can buy wine, you can buy platters, you can watch the sunset, and tickets are only 100 Rand per person. You can buy your tickets on the Murati website, and it's definitely worth checking out, because when all the other wine farms close at 5 p.m. on a Saturday, you can head over to Murati to catch the last few hours of the sun. The band playing this Saturday is the Nick Turner Trio, made up of Nick Turner, Skull Kebear, and Johnny Blundell. Swing past if you're in the Winelands, and even if you're in Cape Town, it's well worth the trip out. I hope to see you guys at the local gigs. I'm Grace Newton with your weekly gig guide, only on Cape Talk.
Thanks, Grace. And just a note, you can add to that list some funky blues rock with the Johns at Cafe Rue in Noortuk Sunday afternoon at 4, and Jimmy Nevis playing Sunset at Baxter Sunday evening at 6 p.m. But if you'd rather work on your personal musical collection, then the place to be this weekend is the V&A Waterfront tomorrow for a record fair. Over 3,000 vinyl records on sale, a great selection of CDs as well, music books, band merch, T-shirts, and yes, I'm told even cassette tapes on sale. There will be DJs entertaining you throughout the day, and the best thing of all is it's absolutely free to attend. You'll find the record fair in the watershed at the V&A Waterfront tomorrow between 10 and 2. This weekend is your last chance to see the rather unusual pairing of ballet and ABBA. Yes, you heard me right. This show at the Baxter is a modern retelling of the classic tale of Cinderella, danced by world-class ballet dancers and set to the music of ABBA. You can expect extravagant costumes and set designs with special guest Kathy Specific as the fairy godmother. There are still some tickets available for Cinderella tonight and tomorrow night. Performances at 8 o'clock. You can buy those tickets on web tickets with prices ranging from 150 to 280 Rand. And just a note that if you go dressed up in your best ABBA regalia, you can compete for the Best Dressed at the Ball award. Now, we're into harvest season in the Winelands, so there are a couple of events happening around that this weekend. Two of them specifically that I'd like to highlight. One is the Harvest Festival at Delheim in Stellenbosch, happening tomorrow and Sunday. You can take the whole family along to enjoy some grape picking and grape stomping. You can even book a vineyard tour on the back of a tractor if you like. Delheim is on the Knorhoek Road in Stellenbosch, and the Harvest Festival taking place tomorrow and Sunday. Tickets are 350 Rand a head at Quicket. And then lastly, the Stellenbosch Wine Harvest Parade is happening tomorrow. This is really a celebration of the industry, which is so central to the town. The streets of Stellenbosch are going to be lined with people watching the floats go by and all the different acts and participants marching behind. The parade starts mid-morning from the Toy Museum, and it'll wind its way among the town's renowned oak-lined streets, concluding at the town hall for a short ceremony. It all gets going at about 9:30 tomorrow morning. So if you want to be there for the start, you want to position yourself around the Toy Museum in Market Street. That parade, though, will make its way all over Stellenbosch. So there'll be different spots along the route where you can catch up and take a look.
Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
Next, we're going to take a look at what's happening in the world of theatre, and we've called upon my colleague Africa Milani for this week's roundup.
Good afternoon, Pippa. Well, some beautiful theatre on the boards all over Cape Town at the moment. Let me start with the celebrated theatre duo of Fiona Ramsey and Graham Hopkins. They return to the Baxter Theatre with a delicious verbal battle, as I call it. It's penned by debut dramatist Simon Woods. It's called Hansard. It is as witty as it is devastating. The setting is the Oxfordshire country home in May of 1988 of a Conservative Party junior minister, Robin, and his wife, Diana. The moment he returns from a trip to Leeds to do any questions, the verbal battle is joined and rarely lets up. Robin attacks his wife's laziness, alcoholism, and leftish sympathies. She sneers at his privileged background, deep-rooted Philistinism and enslavement to Mrs. Thatcher. Diana admits that she initially adored Robin, and the rest, as they say, is tragedy. It opens this evening at the Baxter Theatre's Golden Arrow Studio with evening performances at 8 p.m. There's a matinee show tomorrow afternoon at 2. Get your tickets for Hansard on web tickets. The Maynardville Open Air Festival is back. Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, superbly directed by Jeffrey Hyland, will open next weekend. More of that, of course, next week. This weekend, however, you can enjoy the angelic voices of Cape Town Opera in two programs. The first being Songs of Shakespeare, an operatic program of the iconic dramas of the great bard, and the innate musicality, really, of his timeless words. Over the centuries, great composers have aimed to do justice in music to the power of Shakespeare's characters and their stories, and you can enjoy it this weekend. You will also enjoy Spirituals under the baton of musical director, chorus master, and pianist Marvin Canal. Here, Pippa, you will enjoy a diverse program displaying the chorus's versatility in spiritual song, including South African and African-American repertoire. Whether you are a believer or not, you will certainly be moved by the program of Spirituals, presented, of course, by Cape Town Opera. Both programs you can enjoy at Maynardville over this weekend. Starting Monday, enjoy the inaugural season of Theatre Arts Admin's The Young Professionals, where they will be showcasing works by graduates as they begin their professional careers. It's an exciting program of productions from UCT, from Stellenbosch, as well as Rhodes University in the Eastern Cape. You will delight in drama, in comedy, in dance, and digital technologies, showcasing the talents of the new generation of theatre makers, actors and dancers. I cannot wait to see it. It all starts on Monday. You can go to theatrearts.co.za for a full program and details.
Thank you so much, Africa Milani. You heard me mention Cinderella and the ballet. Well, one of our listeners has already been to see it. Let's take a listen to what they thought.
Hi, Pippa. We went to the Cinderella ballet last night, and it was absolutely just divine, quite joyful, the wonderful music of ABBA, but the talented dancers that we had on stage last night, and these are youngsters, hey? They were phenomenal. The young guys that were taking the leads, their elevation, their pirouettes, their turns, their spins, their stop deads, it was phenomenal. If people haven't booked, go tonight. It really, really is a lovely evening. And the restaurant at the Baxter is just the most divine, veg, vegan, curries, samosas, etc. It was so nice to be back there, as we haven't been since COVID times. But I can't recommend that ballet highly enough. I mean, the music alone is just too divine. So, yeah, if you haven't booked, do so now and go tonight. It was wonderful. Thanks. Robin here.
Robin, appreciate that feedback. Thank you very, very much. And there we go. Go and enjoy Cinderella while you still can. Let's find out what's happening on the big screen next. Our Eyewitness News reporter, Chanel September, has the movie rundown.
Are you there, David?
You're aware of a deeper existence.
Are you there, David?
Maybe a temporary reassurance that indeed there is no beginning, no end.
The first movie I recommend this week is a must-see for every David Bowie fan. Moonage Daydream has been described as visually captivating and a cinematic odyssey, exploring the music legend's creative and musical journey. It features never-before-seen footage and performances.
I'm 16. I was determined to have the greatest adventures any one person could ever have.
Brett Morgan is in the director's chair. This is Die Hard. Bowie fans are in for a treat. The film is available for viewing at the Labia. Now we move on from Bowie to Billy.
You made me hate this thing.
For one night only, fans will get to see the extended cut version of Billie Eilish live in London. Viewers get to go to the heart of her record-breaking, sold-out, happier-than-ever world tour. And finally, the last film I recommend for this week is Babylon. Set in the 1920s, it traces the rise and fall of multiple characters during Hollywood's transition from silent to sound films. Babylon features an ensemble cast that includes Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie, Diego Calva, and Lee John Lee. Damien Chazelle is in that direction. Chair. That's a wrap. I'm Chanel September.
Miss the conversation? Find all the interviews in the podcast section on capetalk.co.za.
We finish on the small screen where once again we call on Craig Falk, the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine, to tell us what to expect in the week ahead. Craig, always great to have you with us.
Always a pleasure, Pippa.
Thanks. Quick listener question, first of all, from Nev. I'm wondering if there is... she says, I see there is a huge outcry internationally about Netflix removing a lot of older content from the platform. Her question is that going to happen here as well?
I've got some bad news. Oh, they've been doing that since 2007, okay, when they first started doing streaming services. But it takes a while for the curated content to become old, and then they remove it. It's not like you can't watch Game of Thrones tomorrow. It's the stuff is going to be here for a while. So they do keep a ridiculous amount of content available, and they also do it dependent on zone. So what they remove in the UK doesn't necessarily come off South Africa, or doesn't necessarily come off the US library. So it's one of those things that it's a necessary evil, unfortunately. So get used to it.
Okay, thanks, Nev. And then Warren is asking, will we be able to watch the Oscars on South African TV?
Yes, it's going to be hosted by Jimmy Kimmel and will be aired on Sunday the 12th of March, 8 p.m. US time, which is the early hours of the morning in South Africa. Expect a live stream on Mnet and a replay in the evening if the previous years are anything to go by.
Okay, Sunday the 12th of March, Warren, is the day to diarise. Let's look to the weekend ahead more immediately, Craig, and let's start with the week ahead. Should we start on the free-to-air channels with a reality show? There's not a whole lot coming this week. It looks like mainly new reality content.
Yes, Flirty Dancing Season 2 starts on Monday, the 30th of January on SABC 3. That's DSTV 193 at 9 in the evening. It's a silly, fun reality show that mixes dancing with love and how people who dance well together might have a more personal connection than they even realize.
Okay, Flirty Dancing, Monday night on SABC 3 at 9 o'clock. And then the show that makes all of us read the fine print on our plane tickets, so it should do, Craig, before we go overseas.
Yes, Banged Up Abroad Season 15 starts also on Monday the 30th of January on National Geographic. That's DSTV 181 at 9 in the evening as well. It's a reality show that centers on people who've been in trouble on foreign soil. You know, there are interviews with the actual people and reenactments, but the biggest lesson is that you've got to respect the laws of the country you're visiting, because more often than not, the police and the courts aren't as understanding as they seem in movies.
A big reality check of note. It's called Banged Up Abroad. Read it before your next trip and you'll pack your bag more carefully, I promise. Season 15 starts Monday evening on Channel 181 at 9 p.m. Craig, with an eye on the clock, let's jump over to the streaming services, because that's where the real action is this week. Mm-hmm. You want to start on Showmax?
Yes, they've got The Last of Us. It is a spectacular horror show, the first season. So if you're missing The Walking Dead, this series is monstrously, it's amazing. You know, it's breaking records left, right, and center. And the scary thing is that while it's talking about a global pandemic and a virus taking over that infects millions, like we just haven't come out of COVID. Mm. It's actually based on a video game from 2013.
Yeah.
It stars Pedro Pascal, who played Oberyn Martell in Game of Thrones, and he's the Mandalorian, and Bella Ramsey, Lyanna Mormont in Game of Thrones, in her first big role after Game of Thrones, and it's outright phenomenal.
I've actually been recording it. It's been airing once a week on DSTV, so great to know we can go and watch the whole thing on Showmax if you want to do so. So that is The Last of Us, and then, local drama in very high heels on Showmax as well.
Yes, The Real Housewives of Durban. They've now got the third season. It's a reality show. The ladies are back. They're badder. They're bolder. And they're swinging around even more Louis Vuitton handbags than you'd find at Paris Fashion Week. You know, there are a couple of new faces in season three. And to say that they're going to ruffle feathers is an understatement.
Real Housewives of Durban, all three seasons available on Showmax. I want to give a quick mention to a British spy thriller I've been watching on Netflix this week, Craig, called Treason. I'm about halfway through. It's good, solid, who's lying, who's spying, who's a double agent, who might be a triple agent kind of vibe. Really, really enjoying it so far. Only five episodes, so if you want something to binge this weekend, that's my vote on Netflix. You also want to recommend a documentary with a bit of bark and some bite, Craig?
Yes, season one of Gunther's Millions. Gunther the Fifth is a German shepherd that inherited a couple of million pounds from his owner, the Countess of Carlotta Liebenstein, died. And since then, the people who are managing Gunther's trust fund, they've turned his fortune into a bank-busting 6.8 billion rands worth of investments.
Left to a dog. Okay. Gunther's Millions is available to watch on Netflix. And then let's head over to Disney Plus. Craig, firstly, a heads up for those like me who didn't manage to get to go and watch Black Panther Wakanda Forever at the movies. Disney Plus is giving it its streaming debut on Wednesday next week. So that's definitely one to look out for. Craig, you also want to recommend a reboot of sorts for the kids.
Yes, The Proud Family, Louder and Prouder. They've got seasons one and two. This first aired in the 2000s, so it's been rebooted, and it's exploring the more modern world with a fresh new eye. They include things like self-worth, Juneteenth, which is the celebration of the abolishment of slavery in the US, bullying, and so many other social matters that affect kids as well.
Okay, The Proud Family, Louder and Prouder. That one is available on Disney Plus. Anything to watch on Apple TV Plus this week?
Yes, a comedy series called Shrinking. It's created by Jason Segel and the writing team from Ted Lasso. Wow. Jason plays a grieving therapist named Jimmy Johns, and he breaks industry rules and starts telling his patients exactly what he thinks rather than what they need to hear. Harrison Ford plays Jimmy's mentor, Dr. Phil Rhodes, in a bit of a spoof of Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
And Harrison agreed to the role during a phone call with Jason and basically said that he's always wanted to do comedy, but he's always been typecast thanks to Star Wars and Indiana Jones.
Okay. It sounds like a lot of fun. Shrinking is the name of the season. If you're a Ted Lasso fan, look out for it on Apple TV+. Craig, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks so much for the recommendations, and we'll chat again next week, Friday.
Always a pleasure.
Craig, a reminder, is the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine. And if you want more news and upcoming series and in-depth interviews with the stars of your favorite show, do remember to look for the latest edition, which is on shelves now.